Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco PAN's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2020 results. This event is also being broadcasted simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, and MZiQ platform with their respective presentation. We would like to inform you that this event, all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer section. At that time, instructions will be given. Should any person need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only on the day they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. With us here today, we have Mr. Mauro Dutra, Banco PAN's CFO and IRO. Now, I will return the conference over to Mr. Mauro, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Mauro, you may begin your conference.
Second quarter 2020 earnings release. We have here besides me our CEO, Mr. Carlos Eduardo Guimarães, and our Head of IR and Funding, Mr. Inácio Caminha. This was a challenging quarter, in which our digital profile allowed us to operate normally. We managed the bank very conservatively, and we can say we are very satisfied with the results obtained. Starting on slide three, we see that the credit portfolio of the bank remained stable in the quarter with 24.7 billion reais in the end of June, growing 10% in 12 months. Regarding credit production, we originated on average 2 billion reais per month in this quarter, 11% higher than in the first quarter and 23% above 2019, with a significant growth in digital formalization, leveraging both our B2B and B2C channels. We advanced to 5.7 million customers under management, growing 24% in 12 months. We also achieved an earnings before taxes of 207 million reais in the quarter, in line with the past quarter, and 26% above 2019. For the first half of the year, we reached 417 million reais in our earnings before tax, which is an important growth of more than 40% when compared to 2019. Net income for the period was 144 million reais and 314 million reais for the first half of 2020, also improving significantly compared to 2019. These results generated an annualized ROE of 11.4% in the quarter and 12.5% in the semester. Regarding our adjusted ROE, we had 19.9% in the quarter and 21.5% in the semester, maintaining consistent levels of return here in the bank. We ended June with 5.1 billion of net equity and 15.9% of Basel ratio, reinforcing our conservative strategy during this pandemic period. Moving to slide four. Due to the current scenario, we decided to initiate our presentation with an overview of the quality of our credit portfolio. First of all, talking about loans postponements, as you can see in this slide, we had a very conservative approach to loan deferral. Only two installments of around 11,000 customers were postponed or deferred, And following the payment evolution of these installments, 87% of what was due in June was already paid. We had 5,000 installments due in June, from which 87% were already paid. The amounts of these loans, of these deferred loans, represents less than 1% of our portfolio, and all the contracts involved in these postponements have collateral as they are part of our vehicles financing portfolio. As a result, we saw a controlled increase in our over 90 days default ratio from 5.7% in March to 7% in the end of June, which reflects the real impact of the crisis on our portfolio. Another information we released this quarter is the shorter default indicator from 15 to 90 days. This indicator increased to a peak of 10.8% in April, decreasing since then up to 8.3% in the end of July. It is worth to mention that this is an early indicator to the 90 days default ratio, which we expect to have a better performance looking forward. Moving to slide 5, we can see the evolution of our allowance for losses and credit recovery. Here we show the effects of the restricted credit deferral approach on credit provision expenses, which increased to 414 million reais in this quarter. The expense net of credit recovery reached 5.9% of the portfolio. The financial increase of such expense, of the net expense, was 133 million reais, of which 37 million reais come from a smaller recovery in the wholesale portfolio, which is already 100% provisioned, as we explained in the past quarters. The resilience of our portfolio is very important to mention, especially because we have 95% of payroll deductible loans and collateralized transactions, as we are going to explain in details when we talk about the credit portfolio during the presentation. In the vehicle financing business, which portfolio accounts for 38% of our total portfolio, we saw a significant positive movement. The provision expenses in this business in June reverted to the pre-crisis level, showing an important improvement in payments. Even so, we continue to manage credit, capital, and liquidity conservatively here in the bank. So just to finish this credit session, I'd like to tell you two key messages regarding this matter. The first one is both our balance sheet and our results already reflect the real impact of the crisis in our business. And the second key message is that the indicators, as you could see in this slide, show that looking forward, things seem better than in the past, although we are still managing the bank conservatively, because maybe a second wave of the virus or its economic impacts can still hurt some figures, but we are very satisfied up to now. We can then move to slide six. Here, I'd like to initiate remembering you what we have said in the last quarter. Our long-term view for our business and for the bank hasn't changed with the crisis. We made some adjustments to our business, to our activity, but we keep focused on the evolution of our digital strategy. In this context, on the left side of the slide, you can see our digital formalization has evolved significantly in this quarter. We reached 66% of our payroll operations digitally formalized in June. And for the vehicles business, this figure was even higher, with 94%. Our digital bank continues to grow in line with our expectations, and we are very satisfied with what is happening. In the second quarter, new features were launched, and in the coming months, we will add self-contracting in payroll loans, which is very important, investment in fixed income assets, and also financial education tools. On the right side of this slide, you can see some partnerships we announced this quarter with different companies from different sectors, which have a great fit with our target client base and can add new services to our clients. We highlight then the partnerships with Claro and the fintechs Mobius and Telcoin. We see these channels as a relevant tool to engage customers and partners, both customers and partners, optimizing cross-sell and upsell opportunities in addition to increasing the portfolio of services and products of Banco Pan. I would then let Ignacio explain you about the figures and the financial performance of the bank.
Thank you. So moving on to slide 7, we present some of the main numbers and indicators for the quarter. The upper left chart shows the increase in the net interest margin, reaching 1.2 billion reais and 19.1%. This slight increase reflects the volumes of credit assignment and also the robust level of spreads on our operations. Allowances for losses, we have already talked about it in the previous slides. And going for the expenses, administrative personnel, and also with origination, they dropped to 592 million reais, basically because of the mix of origination that we had in this quarter. So all these together, they combined 207 million reais earnings before tax and a net income of 144 million reais, slightly below what we saw in previous quarter, mainly because of an effective higher income tax rate following the changes in the regulatory system in Brazil. The adjusted ROE, which also reflects the performance of the bank in the margin, ended the quarter at 19.9%. In the next slide, we have the half-year earnings. So when we look at all the same figures, we see a 30% increase in the NIM, reaching 18.5%. Allowances for losses went up 19%, reaching 736 million reais. And the other expenses also increased 19%. And these other expenses, they reflect the bank's change that we had in this last year, also having higher margin, but more investments in technology, and the digital bank didn't have any impact in the first half of 19. So still we see an important evolution in the earnings before tax, reaching 417 million reais in the semester, 43% above what we saw in the first half of 19, resulting in a net profit of 314 million reais and the adjusted ROE of 21.5%, very strong figures in our opinion. On slide 9, we see the composition of that, these adjustments that we make to get to the adjusted ROE. So basically, we are adjusting or excluding the excess of financial expenses related to fixed rate time deposits that we had issued in the past between 2005 and 2008. And without that, the net income would be 199 million in the quarter, above the 144 million that we see in the accounting figure. The other adjustment relates to the size of the shareholders' equity. We also exclude the excess of DTA that we have related to also losses in the past, in the previous management. So when we get the 4 billion equity and the 199 million net income, we reach the 19.9% adjusted ROE, and coming from the 11.4% in the accounting ROE. The same dynamics runs in the first half of the year, so we get to the 21.5%. And it's important to mention that these are two simple adjustments to make, easy to understand, and this year we have significant maturity in this time deposit. 931 million reais will mature in December, So 30% will be gone by year end. On the next page, we have the details of our credit origination. We have granted 2 billion reais per month in the quarter, reaching 6 billion in the full 3 months, increasing 23% in 12 months. Payroll led this increase, reaching 1.2 billion reais per month. And this increase basically relates to the changes that we had in the interim and in cap rates for the Social Security program. And in April alone, we saw our record in terms of origination, 1.4 billion in one given month. Vehicle financing had an average origination of 355 million, decreasing 26% from the past quarter. And still we had a better performance than the market that we will show further on. Credit cards remain stable, practically, with 385 million reais per month in terms of transactions. Also in this quarter, we had 180,000 new clients per month, reaching 5.7 million managed clients by the end of the quarter. On slide 11, we present the composition of credit portfolio. The portfolio mix remained practically stable, also the overall balance, 24.7 billion reais, but also growing 10% in 12 months. When we see the breakdown, payroll remains as the main product with 13 billion reais and 52% of portfolio mix. Vehicle financing ended the quarter at 9.3 billion with 38% of the portfolio, and credit card 1.2 billion with 5%. The other runoff products kept reducing their balance, and with that, we get to the 24.7 billion reais portfolio. It's very important to mention that within those 24.7 billion reais portfolio, 95% of them are either collateralized loans or payroll loans. So this gives a very significant value for our portfolio. And also, when we look at renegotiated loans, they only account for 0.6% of the entire portfolio. So when you look at the originated portfolio, we ended the quarter at 32.5%, 32.5 billion reais. In payroll, we remained as a relevant player focused on federal codes, figuring among the top originators for the Social Security market. We have granted 3.7 billion reais in new credits in this quarter. Out of those, 95% comprised by loans and 6% in credit cards. And as Dutra mentioned, we had 60% of all these loans originated digitally. And June alone, it was 66%. This technology brings much more efficiency to the operation, especially in this time of lockdown. And all the partners and clients are very, very satisfied. The concentration remains very relevant in federal codes. We saw an increase to 95%, explained by the increase to 89% in the INSS. The loan portfolio balance declined due to the credit assignments, but the credit card portfolio continued to grow. Together, they reached 13 billion reais. On vehicle financing, on slide 13, we see that the portfolio remains stable at 9.3 billion, with an adequate level of loan to value and also the term of the operations. In the table, we see the drop to 355 million reais per month in the quarter, but it's important to look at the movements that occurred both in the market and also in our numbers. So to help to visualize that, we included these two charts in the lower right side. And then we can see that in the used vehicles market, it reached the lowest level in April, and then recovered month after month. And when we saw our, when we see our performance, we didn't fall that much, and now we are, we have originated in June more than what we have originated in February. Also, with a very conservative approach in terms of credit concession. In new motorcycles, we have this, we had the same trend. So the market felt the all the effects of the crisis of this pandemic, but we had a better performance than the market. And here in the vehicle financing, it's very important to mention that all this digital formalization platform has improved significantly, and with that we became more closer to our business partners, all the dealerships, and then and also helping the clients to acquire the loans, acquire the cars in these times. Moving on to the next slide, we had the credit card data. We maintained a stable level in terms of transactions, and we issued fewer cards because of our more conservative approach. We have expanded the origination channels, and then we see month after month our clients becoming more digital. So not only in the way that they purchase the credit cards, but also in the way that they serve themselves, using chat and WhatsApp, and also receiving digital invoice. So all these environments not only brings more efficiency to the transaction, but it also helps to enhance the client's experience while using our products. In the next slide, we have the insurance premiums detail. We saw a decrease pretty much related to what we saw in the vehicle financing because they are very connected. And we see that the digital bank has a leverage tool to help to increase a lot of these insurance sales, not only the products that we already have, but also bringing new type of insurance. Talking about funding, on slide 16, we ended the quarter at 24.2 billion reais. Time deposits increased their share, contributing to the diversification of our funding, not only through direct clients, but also through distribution platforms. In April, we settled the subordinate bonds that matured, $567 million. It was fully hedged, and even after that, we continue with a very comfortable liquidity position, operating very conservatively. And to conclude the presentation on slide 17, we have our Basel ratio, which ended the quarter at 15.9%, entirely composed by CET1, showing a very strong level of capital. we remain steady in our digital strategy in diversifying products for the low-income individuals, with a focus on credit through B2C and B2B channels, and also with our strong origination capacity. Obviously, considering the moment, we will maintain a conservative posture until the scenario becomes more clear. And then, with that, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A section. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Mauro for his final remarks.
So thank you very much for you all being here with us. We reinforce our view that our balance sheet and our results already reflect the real impact of the crisis in our activity, and we are very satisfied with the results of this quarter. See you next quarter. Thank you very much.
This concludes Banco Spain's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.